Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Schuster, and it's a privilege to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio do strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. We will sing number 593 in the St. Michael Hymnal, 593. Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all, how can I love thee as I ought? And how revere this wondrous gift, so far surpassing hope or thought? Sweet sacrament, we thee adore. O, make us love thee more and more. O, make us love thee more and more. Let the hearts that seek the Lord rejoice, turn to the Lord and his strength, constantly seek his face. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, be subordinate to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives should be subordinate to their husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of his wife, just as Christ is head of the church, himself the Savior of the body. As the church is subordinate to Christ, so wives should be subordinate to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and handed himself over for her to sanctify her, cleansing her by the bath of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. So also husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one hates his own flesh, but rather nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak in reference to Christ and the church. In any case, each one of you should love his wife as himself, and the wife should respect her husband. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed are those who fear the Lord.
Blessed are those who fear the Lord.
Blessed are you who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. For you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be and favored. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your home, your children like olive plants around your table. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again, he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The wedding season is almost over. I think there's only one more wedding on my calendar for this year. And even though in the country, there's about 14 to 16 weddings a year that I'm part of. It's a beautiful thing. And there are two kinds of weddings that I witness. There are beautiful ones and really beautiful ones. Beautiful ones and really beautiful ones. I'm always searching what makes for that elevated experience that some weddings have. They're all beautiful. They're all filled with grace. They're all just wonderful. But there's something about some of them. And I think in reflecting with couples and praying with the reality of the sacrament of holy matrimony, you see that the couples who are open to the wisdom of the church, the couples that seek with a humble heart to do the will of God, the couples that see marriage as a mission rather than a fulfillment of a self-wish, the couples that avail themselves to the sacrament of penance before they're married, the couples that make great efforts not to cohabitate, the couples that really think about deeper things, it brings it up to this elevated level. One of the other things, very practically, is the couples that aren't as obsessed with their pictures. There's a lot of pictures that go on. And again, go ahead. This is the biggest day of your life. Take plenty of pictures. Some, though, have a lot more pictures, maybe a million in a day, literally a million. And there's videographers and all this other stuff to remember the day. And some of the more elevated weddings seem to have just like a lack of fear about forgetting. We can hold the memory in our heart and look at a few pictures. And we'll always remember the day of our wedding. And it's a beautiful thing. It's important for us to remember those moments in our life, like baptism, moments in our life like our first communion, the moments like in our life like for those who are married, my ordination day, and to have that experience always within our souls. Those are experiences when the groom of grooms, Jesus Christ, reached out to his bride, the church, which we see this in the letter to the Ephesians. St. Paul says, I'm really talking about Christ and the church here. That when wives serve their husbands and husbands sacrifice and love their wives, it's like Christ in the church. And we all have those moments where we realize that Christ is the groom and we are his beloved, collectively, the church, and individually, my soul is taken by Christ. What can I compare the kingdom of God to? Here we have mustard seed and all that, but there's other places where Jesus also says it's like a wedding. In fact, I would propose that in the book of Revelation, it's revealed that heaven is a wedding. Heaven isn't like a wedding, that it is a wedding, an ongoing, never-ending unity of bride and groom, church and Christ, in a way that is so fulfilling and so wonderful that it is utterly ecstasy and bliss. The weddings that I think I've been to on earth that have that elevated experience, keep in mind the kingdom and what's really at stake and where we're really headed. If you want to remember all those moments, and if you want to like live with that grace and kind of prolong that experience of those many times that Christ, the groom, has reached out to us, all you have to do is keep going to Mass. Let us offer prayers to our Heavenly Father. For the Holy Church of God, for Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, and the people entrusted to their charge, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that they may be blessed with wisdom and courage to govern according to God's will and to protect the most vulnerable, especially the unborn, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings on the 40 Days for Life movement and that the culture of life will reign in our society, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are suffering from illness or injury, that they receive God's comfort and healing, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Robert Ross, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, receive our prayers, receive our offerings, our joys, our sufferings, our sorrows, everything that we have, and fill us with your Holy Spirit through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Look, we pray, O Lord, on the offerings we make to your majesty, that whatever is done by us in your service may be directed above all to your glory, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. His death we celebrate in love, his resurrection we confess with living faith, and his coming in glory we await with unwavering hope. And so with all the angels and saints, we praise you as without end, we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
For those watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Out our joy at your saving help and exalt in the name of our God. Let us pray. May your sacraments, O Lord, we pray, perfect in us what lies within them, that what we now celebrate in signs we may one day possess in truth, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into all evil spirits who prowl about the ruin of souls. Amen. We begin a new prayer today for the Eucharistic revival in our country. May my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifferences by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Holy Mass here on Relevant Radio. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. And coming up next is Cale Clark for The Faith Explained.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
I've been trying to find a way to convert my atheist grandpa.
I really admire you, Charlie, because at 12 years old, not only do you take your own faith in Jesus seriously, but you're trying to help your grandfather.
Relevant Radio.
Patrick, yesterday, that 12-year-old Charlie's call prompted me that I'm upping my contributions to Relevant Radio. I cannot believe what a powerful, powerful program that is to do that to a 12-year-old boy like that.
Thank you.
Donate now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
But we don't have to have all the info before we evangelize, do we? We can share our story, which someone really can't discount.
A lot of people get afraid to speak about their faith, and I just want to encourage people, it's not about what you say, it's about how you live and how you love.
Relevant Radio contributor, Kendra Von Esch.
And so if you're finding yourself getting frustrated or irritated, call on the Holy Spirit for His peace and His love, and be that beacon of light for those around you so they can look at you different and know what's up with this person. And you could say, it's the Holy Spirit, it's God within me. And others will be attracted to you. So I think all too often we're afraid, oh, I got to get out there and quote Bible verses and catechize people. And it's really just loving and caring people in a way that's genuine and godlike. And we need God for that. We don't have that capability on our own.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Relevant Radio.